You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
What's happening with COVID-19 is unprecedented, and because it's unprecedented, we are hearing a lot about flying by the seat of our pants.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now via Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Ann Curzan, straight from your home studio.
Studio would be a generous description of what is going on here. But I'm delighted to be here. And I wanted to say we've gotten some nice notes from listeners who've said that getting 4 minutes of linguistics on a Sunday, 4 minutes about words, has been a nice break. So I'm delighted that people are finding this a nice part of their Sundays.
Doing this is a nice part of our Sundays, too. So it's a good all around.
It really is. And I wanted to talk about words that are coming up a lot in the news. And so we're going to start with flying by the seat of our pants, because that is one of the things we're talking about. This comes, perhaps unsurprisingly, from early airplanes, hence the flying. And the idea here is that in early airplanes, you didn't have a lot of instrumentation. And so pilots, to navigate, were having to do some of this by feel. So you can think about this as sort of the sensations that are coming up through your pants, through your seat, as you have a feel for the plane. And this phrase, which seems to have originated in the 1930s, got popularized in the coverage of the flight by a man named Douglas Corrigan. And I had not known about this. He flew from the U.S. to Ireland in 1938. He claimed that he was trying to fly from Brooklyn to California. So, of course.
Oh, wow. That's quite a diversion.
Exactly. But it's not totally clear that this was a mistake, because he had put in to do a transatlantic flight that was rejected. So it's not clear, did he go the wrong direction or did he claim to go the wrong direction? But in any case, there was a headline and it said, Corrigan flies by the seat of his pants. Now, for you, what does it mean to fly by the seat of your pants?
It means to go forward without really knowing what you're doing, without really having a plan.
For me, it means the same thing. It's that sense of there's not a clear plan, you don't have all the information, and you're just going to have to make do without a plan. There is at least one definition out there which says that it can mean to take extravagant risks, but that for me is not what it means. It's the lack of a plan, it's having to rely on instinct or experience to make decisions. For you, is it a negative thing?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, for me, it's just kind of a, hey, we've got to move forward. We don't have any information. We don't have a plan, but we're going to fly by the seat of our pants.
Or we're going to wing it.
Wing it. There you go.
Now, given that, it may seem logical to think that wing it also comes from planes, but it doesn't. And I'm so glad it doesn't, because I think that the origins of this phrase are delightful. It comes from theater.
Oh, like the wings on the side of the stage.
Exactly. And it starts in the late 19th century. And the idea was that if an actor was called in late, that they had to wing the role or wing the part, which meant that they, in between scenes, were running into the wings to study in order to come back out and do the part. And you would get to wing the part or just wing it.
As a former high school drama geek, I love that origin story.
I do too. And we see that many of us are trying to do that right now. In the coverage, you see that people are talking about restaurants winging it or flying by the seat of their pants as they figure out how to do curbside service, or parents who are flying by the seat of their pants as they homeschool their children. I have a relative who's cutting up a pirate pillowcase to make face masks, who believes that he is winging it.
And you know what? Here at That's What They Say, we're winging it too. We're trying to figure out, you know, how to keep the show going, how to record when we can't be in the same place at the same time anymore. But I think we're doing pretty good.
And it is just a pleasure to still get to talk to you on a Sunday.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.